Blog Talk Radio.
Quarterback like Johnny Lou Jack or even Sid Luffin, as a matter of fact. Do you remember Red Brains, the galloping ghost? He could do a 95 running coast to coast. You had Norm Van Brocklin, a real great player, so swift with his moves that he could be mayor. Y.A. Tittle, Allie Madison, hey, I remember all those guys from back in the day.
It's the sport of games, better than diamond rings. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow, referees whistle blows, weekend warriors toe to toe. Football, 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 football.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Cali Mike. We're coming at you with a hot new episode of CMT Firestorm, where we bring you the best, brightest, and boldest in the world of football, both college and professional, and also a little bit of everything else. You know how we do it. Please join me, your boy Cali Mike. And right now, I believe I got with me my boy Chi-Town Mike. What's going on, Mike?
That's right. What's going on, everybody?
Good to be back.
All right, ready to get it on the track.
Topic cracking.
You want to call in and join us? Number is 347-237-5539. Please be patient. Our call-in system is a little bit buggy tonight, so we might have some technical difficulties. It was kind of acting up a little bit earlier. How's everything going with you, Mike?
Not much, man. You know, just same old, same old. Enjoying my car.
How you liking being a car owner, man?
I like it being a car owner again. Feels good. I missed it the time period for a little while. Good to have it in the car I want, and one of the car of my dreams, which I wanted some years ago, and I got it, the car I actually wanted.
That's how you do it, man. You been out there cruising down State Street yet?
I've been cruising around the area, but, you know, downtown, you know, not around that way, but just, you know, cruising around the area a little bit.
Oh, okay. You didn't pick up some chicks yet?
Well, you know what I'm saying? It's always me, Chi-Town Mike.
Got to represent, man. That's how we do. You know how we do it. Well, let's get into it. We got a lot to talk about today. A lot of stuff has happened this past week. Like I said, it's the second week of preseason. A lot of off the field, on the field type of stuff has been going on. I'm trying to think of where to start. It's been a lot has happened. First thing I want to talk about. Let me go over because I just now checked it out. Have you got to check out this last episode of Hard Knocks, Mike?
I didn't get a chance. I ain't really been following Hard Knocks, but you can tell me about it.
Okay, I'll go ahead and let everybody know then. I'm also just, like I said, you want to call in numbers 347-237-5539. This past episode of Hard Knocks, it was pretty interesting. Like I said, you know, they're entering their second season, second week of preseason. And like I said, man, that dude, Charles James, I was telling you guys about last week, looks like he's going to make the team. They had him in playing some a little bit of running back this week since Arian Foster has been injured. They also brought in Chris Polk to add to the running back stable. Chris Polk, I've always liked Chris Polk. He came out of he's actually from California. I believe he's from Redlands. And I thought he was going to end up at USC. Somehow he ended up at Washington with Sark up there. And he's a very steady guy. I think he might have hit like around 1,800 yards one season when he was up at Washington. So he had a pretty good career up there. A little bit injury buggy, but like I said, he's somebody, you know, he has a lot of explosion in his running, and he could definitely help out the Texans roster down there. One of the big things that that they previewed on this week is the return of Jadeveon Clowney. And like I said, he looks fully healthy. He said this is the first time he's felt really healthy in actually almost a year. Looks like he's got his explosion back. He looked really explosive. So it's going to be interesting to see what that defense can do, man, because it was already a good defense. Now you're adding Clowney and you're adding Vince Wilfork. You know, Wilfork is going to suck up to, you know, somebody, one of them, like I said, out of Clowney, Wilfork, Watt, and Cushing, one of them is going to have a big season. You know what? You know Watt's going to do what he does no matter what. But I'm thinking that Clowney's going to have a big season. I'm looking for 10-plus sacks from him. I'm going to call it right now. I see him getting 10-plus sacks on the board. Maybe, you know, like I say, that plus could be up to 15. I'm thinking he's going to have a monster season this year and let everybody know why he was the number one pick of last year. But on the flip side, though, microfracture surgery can be very, very tricky. So it's going to be something to monitor.
Yeah.
Going through a couple of rumors I heard. Let's bring up, you know, we also, like I said, last weekend, we had a couple of big injuries. The biggest was to Jordy Nelson of the
definitely the biggest
Green Bay Packers, torn ACL, out for the season, and also Kelvin Benjamin of the Carolina Panthers. Same thing, ACL going to be out for the season. So a couple of wideout spots have opened up. And some fingers was pointing towards number 84 out of West Virginia, Randy Moss. What do you think about that? You think Moss could make a comeback after 2 years, Mike?
That's what they were saying. He still, you know, a chance to be that elusive Super Bowl ring, you know. So, hey, that might be the motivation right there to come back.
Man, I'd like to see it, man. Like I said, I think either team – well, the Packers, like I say, you know, they got Devontae Parker or Devontae Edwards, one of them. I forget that. Two Devontaes. One of them was drafted last year. One of them was drafted the year before last. But, you know, they got him, and he got injured last season, so he's going to come back. And he's a big-time player. So, it's going to, you know, like I say, so they're going to kind of set a wide receiver. Now, the Panthers, though, that's a different story, man. I mean, I don't think that they're, like I said, clearly they're not in the position as the Packers to go to the Super Bowl, but the Panthers, you know, with Cam Newton's arm, you got to figure that could be, you know, if Randy Moss, like I said, if he still has anything next to his old speed, which he said he does, he said he's been working out. So, you know, if he could still get behind receivers and just let Newton wind up and throw it to him, you know, hey, you know, I mean, it could happen. We've seen weirder things happen. You know, I always wondered why he didn't get more PT when he was in. I always thought he should have got more PT when he was in San Francisco. You know, that used to make me mad when I saw him sitting on the bench and they're trying to push Crabtree as the number one wide receiver, which I never thought he was.
And Crabtree's not there no more either. Crabtree's just going to stay healthy. You know, but I know you kind of had a little difference about him, but yeah.
Uh,
I think, not when I first heard about that, like, yeah, maybe he'll come back and play for the Green Bay Packers. Cause, even though right now, because they, he's definitely a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, they're going to be out there. I mean, they got, I don't think Nelson's injury is going to affect them as much as people think. I think Nelson's a good wide receiver, but I think the Packers are just one of those teams where you can kind of just, if the guy is able, you can just plug anybody in there, and they're going to succeed in that offense. What do you think?
I mean, they got Aaron Rodgers, one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL right now. He's the best right now quarterback in the NFL. I mean, so you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, most definitely. Speaking of Rodgers being the number one quarterback, Pro Football Focus released their top 10 quarterbacks, and missing from that list were Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck. Did you get to check that list out?
No, I didn't see that list.
Give me one second.
It was from Pro Football Focus, and I'm trying to look and see here. I see here. Okay, yeah, it has the top 10 list of QBs. And, hold on. This list is kind of different than the one I thought I saw. Oh, okay, this list is kind of different. I must have looked at another list. This list actually does have Russell Wilson in the top 10, but it does not have Andrew Luck. And it also has Ryan Tannehill in the top 10. And it has Matt Ryan in the top 10.
Man, Tannehill in the top 10. They put Tannehill over Russell Wilson.
No, Wilson's number 9. Tannehill's number 10. Let me read what it says under Tannehill. It says, "Is he among the best 5 quarterbacks in the league yet? No, but Ryan Tannehill has quietly put himself in the top 10 with his play over the past 2 seasons. He was the 6th most accurate quarterback in the league last year and our 6th rated passer in 2013. Last year he dropped to number 10, but he looks poised for a big year with the Dolphins and an improved supporting cast." Okay. Now this is going – okay, I see what this is. This is going by their own their Pro Football Focus ratings. So this is actually going, by their what their ratings are. Let me see if I can see. Tex had put another one up in our group chat. I want to see if I can pull that one up. Let's see. Okay, I think I see it here. Okay, no, that's a good point, too. Okay, I guess that was list. Maybe I was looking at the one from last year. But, yeah, it doesn't have your boy Andrew Luck in there. It has Tannehill. Like I say, it's saying that Andrew Luck has made too many head-scratching plays. The thing is with this Pro Football Focus, like I said, I don't know who's ever checked the validity of a lot of the stuff that they've, a lot of stuff that they put out there. I don't know. They put out a lot of stats, and they do a lot of rankings and stuff like that. But, I don't know. I'm gonna follow them this year, and I'm gonna look at some of their preseason rankings and ratings, and I'm gonna compare them to how things end up at the end of the season,
And I'll let everybody know. You know, they use a kind of a complex analytical style of looking at stats and different stats and things like that to when they do their rankings and stuff. So I'm gonna kind of monitor them and then check them out and see how different they look from their actual ratings at the end of the season. That way I can tell if they're BSing or not.
Yeah.
What do you think about Andrew Luck not being in the top 10, though?
It's crazy. Pretty much some will probably have him pushed to be in the top 5. I mean, the man.
That's what I thought.
Third year in the league last year. Ended up going to the AFC Championship.
Yeah.
But that says a lot.
Yeah. Hopefully he can, I don't know. You wouldn't think that he'd have any doubters, but hopefully, like I say, whichever one they are, hopefully he quiets them this season. They added a couple of weapons. They added Philip Dorsett out of Miami. And then they added the old school Miami, Andre Johnson. Also, they lost Reggie Wayne, but Reggie Wayne has recently signed with the New England Patriots. What do you think about Wayne signing with the Patriots?
Whoa, they signed Reggie Wayne? It was probably maybe Green Bay Bibles could look at him. Wow. Might kind of help them out.
Do you think he still has any gas left in the tank?
He might have a little something left, maybe a little.
It's weird, like with football players. I don't know if you noticed, especially with running backs. Receivers, you kind of see them die down, but that's also, I wonder, you know, if that has to do with the number of targets. But it seems with running backs, it seems like one season they could be really good, and then the next season they just fall completely off. You ever notice that? Like one season they'll be like 1,500 yards, and the next season they'll be like 1,800. And they just, you know, I don't know, maybe because they can lose that, you know, lose that explosiveness or that extra step, but, you know, it's weird. But, you know, like the wide receiver is kind of different, you know, because it goes by the number of targets. And, you know, so, you know, it depends on how many times a quarterback wants to get the ball to them, you know. But I don't know. Like I said, I mean, I'm trying to think. Reggie Wayne, he shouldn't be that old. I think he came out in what? Who's older, Wayne or Johnson?
Reggie Wayne.
Oh, he's older than Andre Johnson?
Yeah, remember Reggie Wayne, you know what I'm saying, came in not too long after Peyton Manning.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yeah, I think so. That had to have been Reggie Wayne.
I thought he played on that team with the – I thought he was on the 2001 team.
Mm-mm. Reggie Wayne was already in the league. I think Reggie Wayne was in either, I think, got drafted in 99 or 2000.
He was 2001. I'm looking at it right here. He was drafted with the last pick of the 2001.
Yeah, drafted in 2000. He was on that 2001 Miami team?
I don't know if he was on that team. I think that team was I think that was the next year's team.
Because he was there, I know the receiver there, of course, you know, that was year after, because, you know, Santana Moss was the guy that on the 2000 Miami team. And the next year, you know, he got drafted, and it was Reggie Wayne. You know, not Reggie Wayne, Andre Johnson.
Let me see. I'm going to look at it right here. Yeah, he was gone. So that was, okay, what they played. Because they played their, it was the 2001 season. Okay, so yeah, he got drafted 2001 before the season. You know what I mean? So, like, he got drafted.
Yeah, they're going into that season. because Miami was on the Miami team. Yep, he was on the 2000 Miami team, so he was with there with Santana Moss.
Yeah, the wide receivers for the 2001 team were Andre Johnson and Darrell Jones. Which, I don't remember Darrell Jones that much. But
I'm not. Since you said his name, I remember him because you didn't say his name. I kind of forgot, but now I remember him.
I remember
Ethnic fans.
Jeremy Shockey was a tight end.
The Shock Man.
Yeah, Shockey actually led. Shockey actually led the team in receiving that year. Portis was the running back up there. Okay, he came in 2001. When did Andre Johnson come in? Johnson didn't come in until 2003. Okay. Andre Johnson, he's only a 12-year, he's a 12-year vet, and, he missed a couple of seasons, so he doesn't have, well, he didn't miss a couple of seasons, but he missed about a half a season a couple of times, so he doesn't have that many miles on his legs. But, he's coming off of a 900-yard season with a mediocre quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about Andre Johnson is he had monster seasons before. I'm looking at some of his seasons here. He's had three 1,500-yard seasons. He's never had over 10 touchdowns, though. He's never even had 10 touchdowns in one season. And I think that's because of quarterback play. So, like I said, I think now that you're getting in with a good quarterback, like I said, in my opinion, it's possible, like I said, you might see one of his better seasons. If he's in shape, you could see almost like, when Randy Moss went to the when he went to the Patriots. You might get that kind of season out of Andre Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy this is a guy who 2 years ago, he caught 85 balls last year. Any other season, that's going to be good. But like his average was down. Like I said, I put that to quarterback play. But then, like I said, the season before that, he caught 1,400. He caught 109 balls for 1,400 yards. So like I said, I think that was a good pickup. I think he's a if he can come back, I think he could have like a Randy Moss type season when Moss went to the Patriots. What do you think?
He might have a knife. Luck has it, and they signed Hilton. Hilton. He got him to an extension, so he's going to have a nice year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
May not put Randy Moss numbers, but he's going to have some good numbers.
Yeah. Hold on one second, Mike. We're having a we'll play a commercial here. We think we're having another another issue with our board here. Hold on one second.
Nicole Hart, Truth on Sports. Every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. on the MRN Broadcasting Channel on Blog Talk Radio. The Executioner, Matthew Long, talks about different topics in sports, which include football, basketball, baseball, hockey, boxing, and more. The Executioner also invites special guests to talk about different topics within the sports world. So be sure that you catch the Cold Hard Truth on Sports every Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. on the MRN Broadcasting Channel on Blog Talk Radio. Football talk like you've never heard it before. Possibly one of the funniest podcasts in sports today. That's right, the CMT Firestorm Football Talk Show every Wednesday night at 8:30 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. We have Cali Mike, Chi-Town, Carcell Mathis, and the Mouth of the South, Tony Watley. They give you a different perspective of football that may not be found anywhere else. You may also catch the callers with some classic lines as well.
There's a blackout level.
What is it?
I don't know. I don't know exactly what it is off the top of my head.
Okay, I know you're in front of your computer right now. Look it up.
I'm about to look it up right now, all right?
National blackout level.
I never said national blackout level, liar.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Okay, Florida blackout level. Whatever blackout level you want to look up, look it up. I'll wait. You can't compare a fifth-year quarterback to a 20-year quarterback. How do you compare Cam Newton to Peyton Manning? That's impossible.
I don't even think Cam Newton's going to get a contract extension.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the worst franchise in the National Football League. The worst franchise in the National Football League.
The difference between Jameis Winston, Matt Ryan, and Cam Newton is Jameis Winston has the ability to lead a team to a championship.
Once again, people, the CMT Firestone Football Talk Show every Wednesday night on the MRN Broadcast Network. Better than diamond rings. That's why
we're here to sing football. Jameis Winston is just stupid.
And we're back. Okay, I'm getting a weird message here on the board here. I don't know why I sent this. But if you guys are having any issues calling in, just keep trying to call in. 347-237-5539. It was giving me a lot of issues earlier for me to even to log in myself, so I don't know. Anyway, back to the sports. So like I said, I'm looking for Andre Johnson to have a pretty good season. What do you think? How do you think that the Kelvin Benjamin being out, you think that's going to have a big effect on Cam Newton?
I mean, he was a receiver, you know, they saw highly of, you know, guy that got bought in. It's messed up because he's young and he tears his ACL. So, I mean, yeah, it's kind of, Carolina still needs some weapons. You know what I'm saying? Him out. So, I mean, who else they got now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's going to be tough.
I hope they sign somebody, man. I hope they don't, you know what I mean? I hope they try to sign somebody or make a trade or something. I hope they don't try to go into this season and just wing it, you know? It's not, you know, it's like, you know, you gave Cam this money, you know, have a little faith in the brother, you know, get him something to where he can, you know, succeed in his first big season, you know what I mean? Don't set him up to fall flat.
Yeah, I still think they need and two, question about this offensive line.
That's what I'm saying. You're already going to have
Jordan Gross, he retired, so, I mean, who's going to come in at left tackle to protect his blind side? So, I don't know, it might be a rough year for Carolina.
Yeah, and I think I was seeing that, I think I just saw one of the sports doctors that Ryan Cahill, like, tweaked one of his knees or something like that, too. So, you know, he's their starting center. So, I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm not, you know, I know Cam Newton has a lot in his game to develop and a lot to work on. But like I said, I hope now that they've invested this money in him, I hope that means that they're going to go forward in getting him the tools to succeed. I mean, you look at what Indianapolis has done to help the development of Andrew Luck compared to what Carolina has done to help Cam Newton. You know what I mean? When they first brought Luck in, they made sure that they also drafted his college tight end and Kobe Kleener. You know, which is always a big help because your tight end is like your safety net. You know, so they brought in Fleener. T.Y. Hilton came out of nowhere and was a big hit. And he just got himself a new contract. They tried to get him a running game with Trent Richardson. and that didn't work out. But, you know, like I said, at least they put in that effort. Then they got, like I said, this year they drafted, you know, like we said earlier, they drafted Philip Dorsett, and they added Reggie Wayne. So, you know, it definitely seems like they're at least, you know, putting out the effort there to try to give Andrew Luck every chance to succeed. Now, you look at the opposite of that, of what the Panthers have done. The Panthers have kept the same running back in Jonathan Stewart. Not only that, but they've lost D'Angelo Williams, who, you know, his career was dying down anyway.
Yeah, he's in Pittsburgh, so I think might get a little rejuvenation there. I think that might be definitely a good fit for him, because for more depth after they lost, you know, when Bell went down, so that helps. So I think he's going to have a nice season for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's possible. And, you know, they also lost Steve Smith, which he went to the Ravens, and he had a half decent season last year. But, you know,
yeah,
look what they've added. All they've added, really, like I said, they added Kelvin Benjamin, okay. You know, they brought back Ted Ginn Jr., who they let go in the beginning. And then this year they drafted Devin Funchess. I mean, to me, that's not really enough. You know, I don't know. I mean, what do you think? Do you think Carolina's done enough to try to ensure Cam Newton has the tools he needs to succeed?
No.
What are some moves you think they could have made to help him out?
Yeah, I mean, they could I think maybe add a little bit more on the offense. You know, probably in the draft. Seemed like they just didn't really address some of the needs, like receiver, I guess. I mean, it was a receiver's draft again, but I think they probably should have probably had another and possibly they could use a tight end. He still needs some pieces. But, hey, you know, it might have been a ransom. Maybe they should try to make a move to try to get Jimmy Graham. The Saints, knowing that they was going to trade him, you know, they may have to give up something. He's worth the pick of giving up the way the staff in New Orleans probably, if you had to give up a couple of first rounds, but, hey, he's worth it. If you had to give up a first round since, you know, trading the division, that would have been a heck of a pick of. You got a tight end. I mean, Olsen. Olsen's good. Not about Greg Olsen. They got Greg Olsen, so.
Olsen's a baller. But, you know, Jimmy Graham, he could bring in a whole new, you know, a different dimension. You know, he's a more, he's a vertical guy. Like I say, he brings a whole new dimension. I think, like I said, I would have, you know, that's a good point. I would have liked to see him make a play after him, because they ended up picking, their first round pick was around the same time of the Seattle's. I think they picked like right before Seattle. Didn't they? Or two picks before Seattle anyway.
Oh, you talking about Carolina?
Yeah. You know, the pick that the Panthers traded for Graham. Let me look it up here. Yeah, I think if the I think the Seahawks had the 31st, I mean, let's see. Okay, no, I'm tripping. The Panthers, yeah, they used their first pick on on Shaq Thompson. Which pick did they use on Funchess? They used their number two pick. They had a high number two pick at 41, and that's the one that they used to pick to pick Devin Funchess out of Michigan. So when they picked Shaq Thompson at number 25,
there was still on the board. Breshad Perriman was still on the board. He was the next pick to Baltimore. Philip Dorsett was still on the board. Devin Smith, Dorrell Green Beckham, who I think is going to be a good wide receiver. And, yeah, so, you know, and they got Devin Funchess. Like I said, I think Jalen Strong is even going to be better than Funchess. I don't know, man. I wasn't a big, really big Funchess guy when he was in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they passed up on a lot of guys to get him. I mean, Amir Abdullah, you know, guys like that who look like they're going to have big seasons. Speaking of guys who are going to have big seasons in the second round, Randy Gregory has been looking really good for the Dallas Cowboys. Have you got a chance to check him out?
Nah, I didn't get a chance to really check him out, but glad to hear that he's doing pretty good. I know Matt's happy.
Yeah.
The guy from Nebraska.
Yeah. Cornhuskers, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's looking like he's going to do really good. And it looks like when they get a what's the old boy who got suspended? I can't think of his name.
Come off of Dallas?
Yeah, Greg Hardy. When they get Greg Hardy back, you know.
Oh, yeah, because he's going to be suspended for 4 games.
Yeah, I think it's 4 or 6 games.
They
reduced
to 4. Yeah, they reduced. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I think it is 6.
Yeah, so when they get him back, you know, that's going to be a that could be a possible good, you know, deadly tandem for that defensive line there. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. How's your team looking, man? What's going on with the Bears?
I like the running back, Langford from Michigan State, 6 feet, tough. He might be the heir apparent to Forte. Like
he looked really good
him.
Last week, man. He looked really good last week.
Yeah, our defensive tackle, Florida State. I think he's been, you know, he's been getting there some pub. You know, our rookie.
Who's
league,
that?
You know, getting him. I think what's his name from Florida State? He'll come to me in a minute. Goldman, Craig. No.
What
he's
position?
He's at defensive tackle.
Oh, Eddie Goldman.
Eddie Goldman. Yeah, he's doing. You know, I've seen what he's doing coming there.
What's up with number one, man? What's up? What's going on with Kevin White? Is he going to play? I mean, they're not. They really haven't been given a clear picture of what's wrong with him.
Yeah, surgery on the shin. So of course he's on the PUP list, but he may not be. He might be out for the rest of the season. So right now, kind of moving
exactly
on from him.
The injury?
He injured his shin. It was some fracture they found in his shin.
Oh.
Yeah, so he got surgery on that, I think, a few days ago.
Mm.
So I don't know. Really won't be counting on him so much this year to see. Kind of moving on from that. Yeah.
Wow, they think it's going to be a year, a season-ending injury, huh?
It could be possible. That's where, what's his name? Our GM that said that's a damn memory. Forgive me. I guess I'm not seeing his names. Our GM. See the Bears GM.
Okay. I don't know. Chicago Bears. Come on. Ryan Pace.
Yeah. So, yeah, either one of the. Mm-hmm.
Who you guys? Who's the,
he said,
backup?
He said he might be, you know what I'm saying, possible that Gase, Ryan Pace said he could be possibly out for the year, so.
Wow.
So, I don't know.
Who's the backup? Is it still Marquise Wilson?
Yeah, Marquise Wilson, they said, came in. You know, he got hurt in that last game, but he was looking pretty good in camp.
What happened to him?
I think hammy.
Oh, okay. No, so nothing serious, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's interesting, man. Wow. Out for the season. Let's see. He was supposed to be a big part of their big part of you guys' offense. He's injured. I think Devontae Parker has a minor injury too, but that's left over from off season. Who else? Dante Fowler is out for the season. Gurley's still injured. It's going to be a lot of guys that's going to start off this year on the injury list.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But I don't know. Speaking of wide receivers, man, I'm kind of liking the Raiders pick of Amari Cooper. It looks like he's going to be pretty good. I'm just I'm a former lineman, so I like to see the big guys get picked. And I heard Leonard Williams is doing really good at the New York Jets. I would have really liked
to see them
get Leonard Williams. I would like to see them get Williams and bring back, you know, the old school hard nosed Raiders defenses. But Cooper looks like he's gonna be a good piece. It also looks like Mario Edwards, the second-round pick out of Florida State. Looks like he's going to be an okay guy. Looks like they might actually have him penciled in the start. And they're expecting big things out of Khalil Mack this year. I think he's going to be one of your better defensive players in the league this year. So he's somebody else to look out for from the Raiders. What rookies are you looking forward to seeing this season and seeing if they can actually, live up to the billing?
Leonard Williams, though, the guy I kind of wish if he didn't go for receiver, been the guy that, you know, come and do something. Of course, Jameis Winston and Mariota, see how are they the next, you know, two guys being compared to for the next 10, 12, 13 years. Remember that time the comparison, which you never really led up to be a member of Vince Young and Matt Leinart. So it was interesting to see with those two quarterbacks, Winston and Mariota. Really didn't hear much about Mariota. But from the CMT chat, it was talk how, you know, the guys are going back and forth, Tony, and they were talking about his number, still comparing his to Jameis. Came in, well, Mariota really didn't do nothing. Well, the one play he made, he got stripped. Well, that's a football play. It doesn't matter. Well, which they say, well, he didn't see it. It was a blind side. So, I mean, they were just looking at the numbers. Text threw out there, well, hey, according to that, he didn't really, you know, his rating wasn't that good. And that could cause possibly, you know, and then, you know, they got Mettenberger. Some people are saying, well, Mettenberger probably should have been still the guy there. And because they said this could cause possibly, you know, it's a big season for Ken Whisenhunt because this might cost him his job. I mean, it'd be interesting to see on how that's going to play out. So I just look for two quarterbacks. This is going to be Whisenhunt's second year.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? We already know some places just never that fit. You know, it's got to be a fit. I don't know.
Hmm. Yeah,
even though he's not a rookie, but most likely the way things are going to play out where he's going to be a starter for the next four games, I want to see how Jimmy Garoppolo is going to do, too.
Yeah. I think this is his second year being a backup in New England, right?
Yeah, because he was being a rookie last year in his second year. A lot of big shoes.
Was he a second-round pick last year?
I can double check that.
Hmm.
I think he was a second round pick. I know it's not second, third. I'll check that out. Because he was high. A lot of teams might have been second. A lot of teams were definitely interested in him, high on him. Let me see.
So, let's see, what time is it now? Since 8:10. I don't know, I kind of wanted to wait to get into this. I'm gonna wait to do that. I got to check out, go back to your boy.
Yeah, you was right, Kevin.
I got to check out.
He was drafted in the second round. So, 2014, so, yep, this year number two.
Yeah. I got to check out your boy Jameis this weekend. I watched that game. That was yesterday, right? Yeah, Monday. The one thing that stood out to me about Jameis, I liked the way he passed, but, and I said this in the group chat, his footwork is still off. You know, he could tell he worked on it a bit, but it's still off. I mean, you can kind of see, it almost looks like, it's weird, man. Sometimes it looks like he's stumbling around in the pocket. And I think maybe because of his foot, is that? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to this bull. I'm listening to this.
What's
BS
going
right
on,
here,
man? I know I had to hear somebody because.
I'm listening to this BS, man.
Go ahead, baby. Mr. Clausel, you know me.
Man.
I say, hey,
yeah,
I'm looking forward to see James. Go ahead.
You know I'm popping when I hear some BS, man.
I'm being honest. Like I said, I think. I don't know. It almost looks like he's stumbling around in the pocket. One play, he actually ran into the running back.
So the running back ran into him.
Okay. Well, if you turn your body to the side.
No, the running back ran the wrong way. The running back ran the wrong way. But all I know is this, Cali West.
Okay, hold on.
You can say he looked.
Let me
go ahead and finish.
Finish before you go into your love story.
Whatever, your garbage. Finish the garbage first. Go ahead.
I think last year, like I said, I was looking, his footwork has improved. He threw some very good balls, I'm going to be honest. He threw some good balls. But like I said, his footwork, he's got a lot of work to do. And I think last year, when I saw his throwing motion, I think what it was his footwork was so bad, it almost made him look like he was kind of shot-putting the ball as more than throwing. You know, but I think that, like I said, I think it's almost improved, but he has a lot more work to do on it, man. He doesn't, like I said, it's weird. He just, I don't know. As much as you talk about work from the pocket, he just doesn't look natural in the pocket when he's back there. He's kind of like stumbling around almost.
Well, this is my thing, man. You could say all this stuff about his footwork, his immobility. All I know is this. When you need him to make a play with his legs, with his feet, he will make it. Okay, he is just as good as Mariota. When you need him to make a play, when you need him to make that first down with his legs, he can do it. He's mobile enough to play the quarterback.
Oh, no, you realize it's not a good thing for your rookie quarterback to have to be running for touchdowns, right? You realize that's not a good thing,
I understand
right?
that. It's not a good thing. He's definitely a pass-first quarterback. But what I'm saying is when the play breaks down and you need him to run and make a first down, he'll do it. Jameis Winston will use his legs when he needs – he will get the first down either way. He's made plenty of athletic plays with his legs before. He made a really good athletic play last year against Oklahoma State where he jumped over the defender. So what I'm saying is he's good enough to use his legs. You can say all that footwork BS all you want to, because you see game by game that he has the footwork, he has the legs that make a first down. Let's just put it that way, right? And he has a whole litany of tape in high school showing it, a litany of it.
High school.
He was doing it at Florida State. Hold on, what are you talking about? He was running. He was using his legs at Florida State.
What, he was?
Yes, he was. You want me to show you some stuff on YouTube?
James Winston is not a natural.
Let me show you some stuff on YouTube right here, since you want to act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
James Winston is not a natural runner. And like
no,
said,
he said he was what do you mean a natural runner? But when you need him to make the first down, or when you need him to make a play with his legs, he will do it. He's done it. The point I'm saying is this, Cali Mike. He's just as effective with his legs as Marcus Mariota is. That's the point I'm trying to say. Because Marcus Mariota may be faster than Jameis Winston, but the runs that he does, it's like it's worthless. It doesn't mean anything. Whereas Jameis Winston makes his run at the time. Yes, Jameis Winston uses his legs at the right time. That's the point I'm trying to say. When you need him to make a touchdown with a run, he does it. Oh my goodness, what? I'll give you plenty of examples. This isn't blasphemy, this is true.
Let me ask this question.
Am I lying? Shot town. What's your take on the shot town?
I mean, I've seen him some plays where he can, move around, mobile, like in that Rose Bowl game. Remember that play, they stripped it, he was trying to make something happen, and the ball came out. I mean, he ought to make some plays with his feet.
That's bad when that happens, when you stick the ball strip. That's bad.
Somebody just came right behind.
I mean, the dude,
he was trying to...
when you need, I'm just saying, man, when you need him to make a play.
I'm going to pause on that.
When you need him to make a play, he will. He's just as effective with his legs as Marcus Mariota.
That's bull crap. Let me ask you a question, Glavel.
No, it's not. It's the truth. It's the truth, man.
This is to see if Glavel's going to be true for a retail line. Up until this point, Gabby Shatton,
you agree with me, don't you?
I agree on that, but I can't speak on the last game, the Tampa game, because I didn't see it. So I'm going by what y'all
saying. What I'm saying is, he's not faster than Marcus Mariota. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, he's just as effective with his legs as Marcus
Mariota.
What does that mean? When Jameis Winston runs, when he uses his legs, and the yards that he gains with his legs is more meaningful than when Marcus Mariota does it. That's the point I'm trying to say. It's more meaningful because it's usually a third down conversion. It's usually a run for a touchdown or a fourth down conversion or something like that. That's when Jameis Winston uses his legs.
He's done that twice off season.
What do you mean he's done? You're not comparing. Okay, what I'm saying is he's only played two games in a preseason. So, what do you mean he's only done it twice in a preseason? You mean two touchdowns? But he's converted several third downs into first downs with his leg in the preseason.
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has. Yes, he did it in Minnesota. He did a few in Minnesota. And he did a few here last night.
A few?
About two or three. Last night for Cincinnati, or two nights ago, one of the two.
He did a few two nights ago? How many series do you think he played?
He played more than four series. He played more than four series.
He did?
Yes. Yes. He played into the second quarter.
What did he end up getting taken out for? Because he was trying to run and got tackled and got hurt.
No, he was getting sacked. No, that's not true. He wasn't trying to run. He was getting sacked when he twisted his ankle.
Yeah, trying to run.
So the point I'm trying to say is, okay,
there is no
whatever, man. You trying to say he's trying to run is like What are you going to do? Try to just let the guy come and sack you? You're going to try to escape?
There is no – let me ask you this question. I want you to be honest.
Whatever, man. Hey, Cali Mike, man, you're just so biased, man.
This
is crazy. It's funny, man. Just the bias is just crazy.
Okay, I agree. Up until this point,
I know.
Who's played better in the two preseason games, Marcus Mariota
Jameis.
Or Jameis?
Jameis.
You're full of crap.
No, I'm not full of crap because I'm going to tell you why. What I saw last night, the eye test, when you look at the eye test and not look at the box score, you look at the eye test.
No. This is the NFL.
I look at the
eye
test, and it looks to me that Jameis Winston – I look at the eye test, and it looks to me that Jameis Winston looks better to me than Marcus Mariota. You don't even want to let me finish because you know I'm telling the truth.
Because I want you to spread falsehoods on this show. There is
no
eye test. No,
you don't have your friends to back you up with your BS. What I'm saying is when you look at the eye test, Jameis Winston definitely looks better to me than Marcus Mariota. It just seems to me Marcus Mariota just makes a little – it just seems like he's just – it's routine with Marcus. It's like a – check downs, and it didn't seem like he's lifting the team up. Whereas with Jameis Winston, it seems like he's kind of elevating the team's play. Everybody, the mystique is rubbing off on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Whereas with Marcus Mariota, it just seems like a practice or something like that when you watch it. I don't know. I get a better feel when I look at the two quarterbacks. I get a better feel for Jameis Winston than Marcus Mariota.
Did you just say Mystique? There's only one team that Mystique is associated with, and that's the Oakland Raiders. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are not the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah. Okay, if you say so, man. But, I mean, he's the real deal, man.
So, in your opinion, Jameis Winston has been better through these two preseason games than Marcus Mariota. I just want to get that.
Yeah,
that
based on the eye test, yes. I believe that Jameis Winston has been better.
In the two preseason games than Marcus Mariota. Hold on, stop.
Am I stopping him? Looking at the eye test, Jameis Winston has looked better than Marcus Mariota in the two preseason games.
What does that mean?
When you look at the TV, Jameis Winston looks better than Marcus Mariota. That's what that means.
You mean looks better in his uniform? You like him? He's sexy?
No, looks better on the field playing. He looks better at the quarterback position playing, throwing the ball. Commanding
how?
The offense.
I mean, what,
he looks better.
Okay, so that,
he looks better
okay,
than
so
Marcus
that has,
Mariota.
That, okay, so that, that has,
how? You
that
want
has,
to explain how?
Has,
let's explain how. I can explain how.
That has nothing to do with football.
I can explain how.
Go ahead.
What do you mean that has nothing to do with football? What do you mean the commanding the offense?
Go ahead and explain how.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead and explain how.
Now, okay, this is how. Because it just seems like when Jameis is out there, he's able to drive his team down the field, convert third down to first down, throw the ball down the field in tight windows, all the way in places that only certain quarterbacks can throw it. And it just seems
he's completed none of those throws, and it just seems like
he's a more polished quarterback. Like the drives that Jameis does, it just seems a little bit more. The types of throws he does, it seems like he's more challenging. Whereas with Marcus Mariota, the types of throws he does is just checkdowns and stuff, and the running back does the rest. So
let me ask you a question. You do realize that Jameis Winston was outplayed by Mike Glennon this past game, right?
Well, I mean, the second team's on. So, I mean, I understand what you mean.
No, I just ask you a yes or no question. Do you realize that Jameis Winston was outplayed by Mike Glennon, yes or no?
No.
You don't realize that?
No, I don't think he was outplayed by Mike Glennon.
So first you said it was because the second team was in. Now you're saying he wasn't outplayed at all.
I know, but I don't think Mike Glennon outplayed him. But the second team was out there. You're just talking about because of his touchdown pass Mike Glennon threw. But, I mean.
Glennon looked better throwing
what's
the ball.
That, I mean, he threw a touchdown. I mean, Jameis Winston ran for a touchdown. So what's that? I mean. Okay.
What does that mean, run for a touchdown? So does Johnny Manziel.
What does that mean?
That
means that he ran for a touchdown. That's what that means.
Okay. Is that what a quarterback does, run for touchdowns or pass for touchdowns?
Either or. Whatever gets the ball in the end zone.
So that's what Jameis is going to be doing this whole season, running for touchdowns?
And throwing for touchdowns. Both.
He hasn't thrown for a touchdown yet.
Neither is Marcus Mariota.
Yes, he has.
So, I mean, what's your point? I mean,
I just made my point.
I mean, it's like you want to find something wrong with Jameis Winston. It's like, I mean, just face the fact the dude's a good player. He's going to be a superstar player. He will be a superstar player in the league. It's that simple. I mean, I don't see what the big deal is. Just face it. Face it. He's better than any player from the Pac-10 or Pac-12.
He's better than Andrew Luck.
The passive cash conference.
He's better than Andrew Luck.
He'll be just as good as Andrew Luck.
He's better than Aaron Rodgers.
Whatever, man.
Hello, did your phone get cut off by bullshit again?
No. He's going to be a top five quarterback.
My goodness. Yeah, I
just think he's going to be as good as Andrew Luck. He will be just as good as Andrew Luck.
Based on what?
Okay, based on the fact that I already told you when he first came in the draft. Based on the fact that he can make all the throws, okay,
he's
extremely accurate.
Yeah.
He's just as accurate as Andrew Luck. And
he hasn't proved
when
that.
The game's on the line, what's going to separate him from Andrew Luck is when the game's on the line, he can deliver.
And he hasn't proven that.
He can
that.
Deliver. He hasn't proven
he hasn't
that? Please.
He hasn't,
he hasn't proven that? You're full of it. Please.
Where has he shown you that in any of these preseason games?
Well, it's different. You talking about the NFL. I was talking about comparison to college that's going to translate to the NFL.
No, he hasn't done it in the preseason yet.
He has to wait until the regular season when he starts doing it.
So you believe he's going to get better in the regular season?
Yeah. Of course.
What players do you know play better against first team defenses than they do against second team defenses?
Well, Jameis played against first team defenses. What are you talking about?
You're saying he's going to get better in the regular season than he is right now, right?
Yeah, he'll be better in the regular season.
So right now he's still playing against second team guys.
No, he wasn't playing against second team. That's not true. He doesn't play against second team guys. He was playing. He wasn't playing against second team guys with the Bengals. That's not true.
All the first team players aren't even playing yet for all the teams. You know that, right?
No, but the DBs were there. Drake Kirkpatrick was out there. Pac-Man Jones. Those are first team DBs. Yes, he does start.
Geno Atkins wasn't out there. Hella people weren't out there, dude.
Yeah, what Pac-Man Jones wasn't out there? Is that what you're saying?
No.
You're a lie, man. Goodness gracious. I said, never mind.
Kelly
White is just a liar. He just said he's general. He just wasn't lying.
I didn't say Pac-Man Jones was out there. He started the game. I didn't say Pac-Man Jones. I said Geno Atkins.
Geno Atkins was out there playing. I saw Geno Atkins playing.
No, he wasn't.
AJ Hawk was out there.
AJ Hawk?
The dude from USC was out there. The Hawaiian dude from USC was out there. I mean, they had their first team. They had their first team defense out there.
Most of these teams are playing with some.
So, you know, and here's what I'm talking about, Kelly. Like, you just want to just hate, man.
It's not
but
hate.
But it's all good, man. It is hate.
Okay.
Hate.
So,
that Pac-12
okay, so let me ask this question. What does Jameis Winston need to improve on, then? Let's ask you that and see if you can even be honest with that.
I mean, he needs to be more conservative at times. And that's about it.
Are you serious?
I mean, he doesn't need to take as many chances. He takes a lot of chances. And, you know, you don't want to take too many chances because you throw a lot of interceptions. He's like a gunslinger, so...
But if you're accurate, what's the matter then? If you're the most accurate quarterback in the league, like you said, Jameis is going to be.
See, you're lying on me. I never said he was the most accurate quarterback in the league. I just said he's deadly accurate, and
okay,
and when the game's online,
accurate,
he can deliver.
What's the matter then?
I mean, you're not going to complete 100% of your passes, Kelly Mike. Now you're just coming up
with
PS.
We're not talking about it.
You're just trying to stall now. You're just trying to come up with PS.
No, my thing is, the only thing you think Jameis needs to improve on is being careless with the ball.
For the most part, that's what he doesn't. He doesn't need to be a big. He's a gunslinger, man. You don't have to try to complete every throw. I mean, or if the other team is ahead by two touchdowns, you don't need to try to rush your team back in the game. You know what I mean? Just follow the plan that the coaches give you. Take what the defense gives you, and that's that. You know what I mean? He tries to fit. Throws. He tries to force throws into areas that he shouldn't throw them in. You know,
so
he's a competitor. Because Jameis is a competitor, and you know, whereas Marcus Mariota, he's very conservative to a fault, and he doesn't really take too many chances, and he does a lot of checkdowns and stuff like that. So that's why his completion percentage seems high. You know what I mean? So.
What do you mean? How does something seem high? What does that mean?
Yeah, if you're throwing like 2 yard passes and stuff, and your completion percentage is going to be high, but that doesn't necessarily make you a very, very accurate guy because you're just throwing short passes. so your completion percentage seems higher. I mean, you are perceived to be a very accurate person when you're really not. You're just throwing dink and dunk passes.
So if I could prove to you that his average yards per pass is higher than Jameis Winston, would you admit that you just made all that up?
God, that's different because you can throw the ball and the running back can you just run it or run it for extra yards or whatnot. So that's still not even
what?
An average. That's, still not.
Wait a minute.
What? You want me to explain that again?
How is that deep?
You want me to explain that again? Easy.
Nah.
So if you throw a little dump pass and the running back runs for 20 more yards, you know, that's a pass for 25 or 30 yards. You know that, right?
Oh,
but the quarterback only threw it for like maybe 2 or 3 yards, but the running back did the rest.
So that clouds your
yards per catch theory.
And that's what you've seen Marcus. You've seen Marcus Mariota doing that, right?
Of course.
My goodness. Okay, so let me ask you this question. What has Marcus Mariota done
I got a lot of work to do. Huh?
What has he done that's looked good to you? Let me ask you that question.
I mean, just continue with his check down passes and
So on one second, checking down and not turning the ball over is good, and then on the other second is bad?
But that's what you expect from Mariota. I mean, that's his job. He's not going to take any chances. That's not who he is.
But you just said that was a negative a while ago. Now it's a positive.
No, I'm not saying it's a negative. He's just not going to be as good as Jameis Winston. Because Jameis Winston, no, what I'm saying is Marcus Mariota is just going to, he's not even worth a first round pick because you can get a guy in the second or third round to do check downs and dumps and stuff like that. But what I'm saying is, whereas if you need a guy to take a chance and is willing to take those risks, Jameis Winston will do it and he can deliver.
So, in other words, you need a guy that's reckless at quarterback to lead your team. That's what you want.
That's what I'm talking about, Kelly. Are you foolish?
That's what you're saying. Taking chances and throwing the ball in tight corners is called being reckless.
No, you need a guy that has the ability to throw the ball in tight windows, man. To make the more risky throws. Yes, you need somebody that has the ability to make
the more risky throws. I agree. So let me ask you a question. So far, has Jameis in the preseason? Has Jameis Winston shown you that ability?
Yes.
You're lying.
No, I'm not. He has shown it. You saw that play where the receiver dropped the ball, but he was still able to get that ball in there in that tight window? Marcus Mariota could make a throw like that.
Okay. You talking about this last game?
Yeah, the last game. Marcus Mariota couldn't make a throw like that.
Yeah, okay. Okay, first of all, that wasn't a completion, so that means the pass couldn't have been that good. But he did get in there.
What do you mean? He dropped the ball with his hands. What are you talking about? That was a good throw. He dropped the ball with his hands.
I have to go back and look at it. The ball did get there. It might have been a miscommunication between the wide receiver and the quarterback.
Between the ball and his hand. That's what a miscommunication was.
I'll give it to him. And I put in a group track. That was a nice pass. You have to catch those balls, but it wasn't a completion, so it doesn't count. I mean, are we supposed to count? How do you count passes that aren't complete? That aren't completions? I don't understand that.
Who knows, man?
Anyway, I want to get something before you leave. I want to get into something else. I want to.
Yeah, you gotta hurry up, man. I got a long day, man. What is up?
Okay. Well, first of all, like I said, I want to. Might as well go ahead and hand out my L here. I want to hand out an L to. Well, really, I want to give it out to the NFL. The situation with Chris Carter. For everybody listening, Chris Carter came in. Basically, he did this at the rookie symposium. It was 2014. And basically he told the guys there that if you are going to do something stupid or to commit a crime, to make sure that you have a fall guy in your crew and that your crew knows that whatever happens, you don't get in trouble. And, of course, it's caused a firestorm. The NFL has been mad. They made him issue an apology, blah, 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 this and that. Now, it's iffy whether what Carter said was true or not. Like I said, I think it is true. I just got to be real. I think he was just being real. You know, David and a couple other guys were talking about it on the CMT page. They think it might have been the wrong venue. I mean, to me, like I said, I don't know if they count on that stuff being let out in the public. But like I said, I think he was just being real. I think that's how he might have to do it. I think he might have been doing it, you know, trying to be a super cool guy and doing it, but whatever, you know. But you know, I mean, I think he was being real. But my thing is, a few weeks ago, Charles Haley, at the rookie symposium, came out and told the players that they need to act like white guys. And nobody really paid any attention. And my thing with the NFL is, how is one thing going to be offensive, but the other thing isn't? You get what I'm saying? I mean, everybody nobody really even made that big of a deal about it. You know, we talked about it here on the show. You might have heard about it, but, I mean, nobody really, he didn't come out and say any apology, this and that, whatever. He kind of came out and said he was just kidding. But, I mean, to me, it's like, and like I said, this thing with Chris Carter, this happened over a year ago. The video was sitting on the NFL's website for over a year, and nobody even watched it. So, like I said, to me, it's a case of, you know, bullcrap outrage. I want to know, what do you think about that? What do you think about what Chris Carter said? Do you think it was wrong? What do you think about the whole situation?
I mean, Charles Haley was the one that was acting like the C-O-O-N. But Chris Carter, man, you're just saying some stupid stuff. I mean, I think Chris Carter believes what he really said. You better have a fall guy. But
I mean, is that bad, though? I mean, well, like I said, it's bad because you don't want to encourage people to commit crime. But, I mean, isn't that the truth, though? I mean, if you are going to have a crew, shouldn't that be the point of the crew? If not, why have a crew?
Because you want guys to some yes men. I don't know, but it was dumb with Chris Carter. I mean, I think Chris Carter believes what he says. Yeah.
How do you feel about the league making him apologize?
How do I feel about the league making him apologize?
Yeah.
You mean ESPN making him apologize?
Well, it was ESPN and NFL, one of the two.
I mean, it comes off condescending, so I guess they got to make him, you know, apologize.
Yeah. Okay. All right, man. Mike, what do you think about it?
Hold on. Okay, my bad. I was about to tell you my L.
Oh, yeah. No, go ahead.
Steve Sarkisian, man, USC. He might lose his job over this mess. Y'all Jazz ain't gonna win the national championship. I think he's gonna get fired over this, man.
You know what it is, man? Honestly, if I was Sarkisian, I'd be like, look, you know, my wife just divorced me. I was having some issues. I mean, it's not like he was drunk at a game or something. I mean, this was a party type atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like I said, I don't know. I mean, like I said, I don't know. I guess
he's going through a divorce.
Yeah, you hear his wife just divorced him. He's selling his house. So that was announced like a couple of weeks ago. You know, so I mean, to me, like I said, like, you know,
Jimbo Fisher.
Huh?
I thought that was Jimbo Fisher. Oh His wife is getting a divorce. Yep.
Yeah, no, that's Sarkisian. So I mean, to me, it's like, come on, man, you gotta see this dude's life is kind of in a turmoil. You know, I mean, I don't think it's anything he should be fired for. I mean, you know, like I said, I think if it's something that violates the conduct policy or whatever, I mean, I don't know what the conduct policy is. Does it say don't be drunk? I mean, I don't know. You know, but I mean, to me, I don't think he should be fired for it, though. And, you know, like you said, there were people that were. I mean, for what it's worth, he said he's going to rehab. I don't know quite what that means. Like I said, I mean, hopefully it'll get him, you know, he'll get it together. But like I said, I don't think it's anything he should lose his job over. That being said, I still do believe the USC is going to go to the playoffs this year. And they have a good chance to win that championship. Who's going to be the starting quarterback for Alabama this year?
Jacob Coker.
Who? Random Joker.
Jacob Coker.
Random Joker is going to be the new quarterback.
Next year will be that guy from California who will beat USC next year. So, you know.
Well, actually, the quarterback next year for USC is going to be Max Brown. Who was the number one quarterback coming out of high school 2 years ago? Who they compare to Peyton Manning? So we'll
and they
can't
that. and he ain't even starting for USC. So that should say something right there about him as a quarterback.
Yeah, because USC has a quarterback who threw for 39 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, but I mean, if he's the number one quarterback
in
the country.
That's more than any Alabama quarterback has ever thrown for. By the way.
Okay. Jameis Winston threw for 40 touchdowns his rookie year. So, Jameis Winston's from Alabama. Hello? All right, I'm out.